Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for Friday, September 29th, the last day of the month. Tonight it also begins the Jewish Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. So this would be the day, if you had sold it on Rosh Hashanah, to buy it back. Right now the beans are on that trade are making about 10 cents. The corn's losing about 2 cents. overnight, we had December wheat down a quarter, December corn up to 3/4 of a cent, and November beans down 3 cents. Currently, we've got the gold down 30 ticks, crude oil down 12, metals just lightly mixed in here. Didn't see any export announcements this morning. Obviously, we've got the report this morning at 11 o'clock. We'll get stocks numbers, and we'll get the wheat production out here. I think the wheat production number could be a little bit friendly out here. Funds are heavily short, so I'd like to see a nice move there on the wheat to the upside. If we can close wheat back over 460, that would be helpful. If we can get something friendly in the corn, or at least not bearish, and we can get the funds to cover in here, if we could close corn back over 360, it'd be great. I think we're going to see a fair amount of harvest pressure in here, particularly on the close tonight, and I think we'll see more on Monday morning just on the opening. But I'm hoping that's going to be the brunt of it here for a while, and that maybe we can get a little breather and move this thing higher after the first of the month. Weather, Brazil looks like they're going to get some rains. Argentina's still way too wet. The Western Plains are a little bit too wet right now. They're having problems with mold in Texas and Oklahoma on the corn. That's really bringing the quality down considerably, but I don't think that'll have a major national impact on corn prices. But, you know, demand has been pretty good from the Chinese for the bean market. We've got certainly some uncertainty about the weather in South America. The weather here to finish off the crop looks good. We don't see any problems there. And I think farmers have done an amazing job in the past week of getting this crop in. So overall, I just want to get through really Monday morning, and then I think this thing can turn a little bit higher on a longer-term picture out here. That's really about it. We'll see what the reports bring at 11 o'clock. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.